Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
In Mississippi, with our ever-changing weather, termites and household pests can disrupt your family life and take a toll on your home. Call Family Termite and let us help protect your home. 601-933-1014. Or reach us at www.family-termite.com.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
It is very late on this Wednesday night, but welcome in regardless to the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. After Ole Miss just completely blew an opportunity to get another quad one win at home in front of a great environment over Texas A&M, but just some brutal offense down the stretch for Ole Miss. Sloppy basketball. Missed shots, turnovers, bad mistakes, a 10-second violation. Completely just gave that game away to Texas A&M, and that one is going to sting probably for a while. You've got to protect your home floor in this league. It's only going to get tougher, and Ole Miss had an opportunity at home, and they blew it. Texas A&M, a very good basketball team, very tough basketball team. That being said, Ole Miss, what, 2 points in the last 2 minutes? Texas A&M finished on an 11-2 run. Four consecutive turnovers down the stretch for Ole Miss. Awful, awful offensive basketball, and it cost them one at home. So we're here to talk about it. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel if you have not already. If you're listening over on Super Talk or watching right now, like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get them. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. Appreciate you guys being here. Before we get into some reaction, I want to tell you the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm has got you covered for all of your personal injury legal situations. If you've been personally injured, 662-397-9799 is the phone number. 662-397-9799. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, has got you covered. Do not delay another second. Call him tomorrow or today if you're listening to this on Thursday. Or small business, if you're a small business owner, you need some legal advice, or you want to start a small business, that's the number to call, 662-397-9799, DJ Gregory and the Gregory Law Firm presenting the Rebel Report. So as we usually do, a little box score house cleaning, you know, just going through the stats real quick before we get into some actual thoughts about the game. Sean Padula led Ole Miss in scoring tonight. He was 6 of 12 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3, made a lot of really clutch three-point shots in the second half, but what's really going to be talked about is the turnover and just the sloppiness down the stretch, but still led the team in scoring. He had a pair with 12. Juju Murray was 4 of 9, 4 of 7 from 3. Malik Dia was 6 of 9 from the field, had 12 points. Jamin Brakefield off the bench was 4 of 12. Also had 8 rebounds and 5 assists for Ole Miss, but is the stat line is wrong. He's credited right now with 12 turnovers. I don't think that is accurate. I'm sure that they will fix that. For Texas A&M, really, you know, uninspiring offensive night for the Aggies. I mean, Ole Miss held them to 38% shooting, 28.5% from 3. They only went to the free throw line 9 times. So if I'd have given you that stat line, you'd have said Ole Miss wins the game, and they should have. Held them to 63 points, turned them over 20 times, had 9 steals, 6 blocks. But here's the main difference. Aside from the absolutely brutal play down the stretch for Ole Miss, is the rebounding. Texas A&M had 48 rebounds to Ole Miss's 31. 14 offensive rebounds for Texas A&M in this game. That was what kept them around, and then the late game stuff is really what sealed it for Texas A&M. Ole Miss shot 37% from the field, 31% from 3, only got to the free throw line 4 times, turned it over 13 times, but it was the when, not the how many, really, that cost Ole Miss, and that is the story of this game. Nothing else really matters. It's the final 4 minutes. It's the poor execution, a turnover on an inbounds, You had a backcourt violation. You had a missed front end of a 1-1 from a guy that you probably shouldn't have been in the game in that spot. Just poor execution, poor offense, poor communication. They tightened up and they completely blew that game. That's going to be the story tonight. That's what I know you guys in the comments are going to be talking about. That one is going to hurt for a long time, because now we could be sitting here talking about an Ole Miss team that is 5-1, really close to getting that magic number of wins, especially with a couple of lesser opponents at home on the schedule moving forward for Ole Miss. That, I mean, this would have just been a massive win and set them up for, not an easy path to the NCAA tournament, but you really would have had a very clear and manageable picture. Now, it still exists. They're 4-2 in the SEC right now, so they are most certainly fine. But that loss, in the way they lost that game, is just one that's going to sting, and you hope that they can emotionally recover from that going into Saturday at Missouri, which is going to be really – really tough. And you can start stacking losses quickly and it can get out of hand quickly as well. It happened to them just a year ago, but when you've got a stretch on the schedule that has Auburn and Kentucky in back-to-back games, then you got to go on the road twice, and I know they've lost these games, but South Carolina has been tough at home. I mean, it's taken last second stuff for both Florida and Auburn at South Carolina, so that's not an easy place to go win. You still have to go to Auburn. You still have to go to Florida. You still have to play Tennessee. If they don't right this ship quickly, you can start kind of stacking losses here. And so that's kind of what I mean. They're still in perfectly fine shape. Their net's going to be totally fine. They're 4-2 at this point. Everybody would have taken that when the season started, but it's the way that they've lost the last two games. Their opponent in close games have made the right plays, the better plays than they have. They haven't turned it over. Ole Miss has, not their opponents. Their opponents were better in the clutch time, and Ole Miss has got to figure that out. They've got to do better at breaking the press. They cannot have another 10-second violation like that. They've got to be better at inbounding the basketball. That was just pure execution. Is what cost them down the stretch. So we'll get to your comments. That's really what we're here for. I'm kind of rambling at this point. It is a little late. Forgive me, but that's just simply a brutal loss for Ole Miss. They choked. It's just a choke job is what that is. So we'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. If you are a Mississippi business and you need anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, that's the place for you. Tell them I sent you. Get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. The podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every day. They've got a great online banking platform. It's truly outstanding. I can do whatever I want to do with my money. As long as I have an internet connection, I don't need multiple apps. I just have Priority One Bank because they make me their priority. All right, here we go to the comments. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Pretty Good Day Until Ole Miss Athletics Completely Ruins It. That one stung. Somebody says that's two games in a row. Padula has hurt them. And, he's also the reason that they were in the game at all, right? It's what he has struggled at is just making good decisions with the basketball late. That's the one thing kind of holding him back, is making, and it's not just him, right? It's the whole team. Everybody involved in that made bad decisions at some point. You had a really bad pass from Murray mixed in there. You had a missed front end of a 1-1 that allowed A&M to take the 3-point shot to win the game. You had a backcourt violation. You had just all of that. I mean, it was everybody. It certainly wasn't just him. Everybody on the floor played a part in that. It's not that they lost to the number 13 ranked team in the country. It's how they lost. It's being up eight late and giving up an 11-2 run and losing the game. It sucks, but in the grand scheme, they traded a home win against A&M for a road win at Alabama onto Mizzou. Saturday becomes pretty interesting. I don't think you can call that game a must win, but next Wednesday against Texas certainly is. Just got home, 10,008 fans, every beard request met. What an absolute choke job that was. Disgusting, not a bad loss, but a team killer loss. Have to beat Missouri by 30. I don't know if that's going to happen. Almost didn't shoot a free throw there until there were 5 minutes left. The whistle got lopsided in the second half. I think Ole Miss can do a better job, though, at attacking the basket. I think too many possessions in the second half were just kind of just pass around the perimeter, pass, late in the shot clock, take a contested three. They got really bogged down at times on offense in the second half with, like, purposeless ball movement. And I think they could do a much better job at forcing the issue. Texas A&M attacked Ole Miss a lot more than Ole Miss attacked Texas A&M. And so I think that's part of the free throw discrepancy. I don't necessarily think it was the refs that liked A&M more. Frankly, I think Ole Miss needs to do a better job at forcing the issue. They had a free throw discrepancy with Mississippi State as well. I think that it's a style thing. They're not attacking enough offensively. They're not creating contact and getting to the line. It feels like they're almost passive on offense. More turnovers in the last 4 minutes than the previous 36. Unbelievable sell job. I think Ole Miss fans are the most tortured fan base in college basketball. The Valpo shot, 2013 LaSalle, Kennedy's team that couldn't win the make or break tonight. It's a tough existence. It is, but they're still in good shape. It's up now to Chris Beard to kind of, you know, refocus them and get their attention, right? And get them to lock back in because they're okay. They're in fine shape. They are a good team that choked away a game tonight. They've got to get off the mat and fight because everything is still very much within their grasp. This is not a season killer. I saw a lot of like on to baseball or whatever. Get that out of here. That's stuff for, just casuals, I guess, is what the kids say now. Don't ignore stuff like that. It's not anywhere close. That's not anywhere close to a on to baseball loss. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. I know it's an emotional game and stuff like that. It's a tough loss, but spare me the on to baseball stuff. They're fine. They've just, you know, they have got a lot in the clutch to work on. They've got a lot to work on. So, and that's okay. I mean, they can do that. They've got too many veterans on that team to allow that to be what they do consistently. We'll see if they can learn from it. They defend like hell, though. I mean, if you're looking for any positive spin tonight, is yet again, they just defended like hell. They're just an exceptionally good defensive basketball team. Got to make it worth something, though. Georgia, Ole Miss, and South Carolina led for 119 minutes and 14 seconds of 120 minutes of game time tonight, and they went 0-3. Holy crap, what a stat. The environment looked incredible on TV, such a huge blown opportunity for the team and the program as a whole. Absolutely. Yeah, that's one thing that, you know, I've seen some of Chris Beard's postgame quotes. That's one thing that's, you know, you got to be kicking yourself. Is not only did you blow the game and blow that opportunity, but you had a full arena. You know, you had your, I think, entire fan base's attention and you blow a game like that. That's tough for that as well to kind of get this full fan buy-in. You know, that's really, really tough. What can you do, though, is you play well on Saturday, maybe get a win and come back and do it again for Texas. But I think regardless of what happens on Saturday, Texas is a must win. They can afford a loss on Saturday absent like the psychological aspect of losing three games in a row, but yeah, have to drive the dang ball. Yes. I think they need to be more aggressive. They've got the guards that are able to do that, but man, it's almost like they'll get past the first defender and just kind of, I don't know if they're, since they're smaller guards, a couple of them anyway, they're just kind of afraid to try to draw contact and get their shot blocked or what, but they can do a better job at getting themselves to the free throw line. Who is saying on to baseball, you want to watch that dumpster fire on the diamond? Ugh. I mean, we will see with baseball. I've told you guys this before. I'm not going to do any kind of hyping or disparaging going into baseball, but I am very much in wait and see mode on that. If they lose to Texas, it's on to baseball. I mean, if they lose to Missouri and Texas, that would be four losses in a row. That'll be pretty difficult to overcome. I thought two and one over the next three were going to be pretty paramount before Auburn, but we'll have to see. We'll have to see. I mean, Missouri last night, let me pull it up for you. They're going to be tough. Winning on the road is tough, obviously. I mean, Georgia just lost at Arkansas, gave Arkansas their first SEC win this year. Like we said before, I mean, South Carolina had Florida down to the wire, probably should have won that game, and they were unable to do so. It's, I mean, Mississippi State went to Tennessee and just got absolutely smoked the other night. But, yeah, Missouri just lost to Texas on the road. I mean, they've got a win over Florida. They've got a – it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Ole Miss has a real task on their hands on Saturday. Ole Miss has mastered the art of losing games that we lead until the last possible second. Led every minute of the game until that final Texas A&M shot. That's going to be hard to swallow for a while. One thing that you hope that they've got, and they should have this. I don't know what the inter-locker room dynamics are of this basketball team. I really don't. But you would hope, you would think that because of how many veterans that they have, even guys that haven't played for Ole Miss for a long time, right? They've got a lot of old basketball players in there. You would think and you would hope that they would be able to not let this carry on into Saturday, right? That they would be able to kind of, you know, bury the tape, as they say, and just kind of lock in and refocus. Because, I mean, Matt Morrell, for example, I think that he is a point of contention now with Ole Miss fans, and I understand why. I get the conversation piece, and frankly, I think that this team needs more out of him. He was one of nine from the field tonight. He was getting really good looks and for early in the game, and for whatever reason, I mean, it was just like there was a lid on the basket for him. It just, for whatever reason, wasn't working. They've got to get more from him, and they can get more from him. He is capable, and he was getting to the basket. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's injury. I know that he rolled his ankle tonight. Maybe that was part of it. So I don't know what his prognosis there is. But he is good and capable at attacking the basket, and he's a good free throw shooter. And yet, you know, only got to the line twice, and was able to get to the basket, just does not do that very often. And part of me wonders if you're if you're in these scoring droughts that they go on, these 3-minute droughts, why is it not like a point of emphasis to get Matt Morrell going downhill at the basket, try to draw contact? Because he's good at it. He is good at it. And he missed some, I know he missed some close to the rim tonight, but that felt like something that, or that feels like something that they can do more often. But he's also got to make them when they get there, and he was not able to do that tonight. They're built to win on the road, could have wild splits. If they win Saturday, it will be hard to wrap your mind around. Maybe they choked the game away because the baseball team was present. That's not very nice. Missouri's a smaller team, not a bad matchup for Ole Miss. And, you know, they've – Texas A&M is the best offensive rebounding team in basketball. I mean, they told you that a bunch of times on the broadcast tonight. So that's, you know, part of the free throw discrepancy. But that's, or not the free throw discrepancy, the rebounding discrepancy. But that's two games in a row now where they have been absolutely dominated on the boards. The first four games, they were not. They won the rebounding battle. So why has it happened each of the last two games? Is it because they've played teams with a different style, right? Mississippi State and A&M try to, like, muddy the games up a little bit. I don't know what it is. Look, I'm not smart enough to know why they've gotten smoked on the boards each of the last two games when they did not in the first four. I don't know, but you're going to continue to put yourselves in situations like the one they were in tonight if you're going to continue to get bullied the way they were on the glass again. What did I say before? It was 48-31, the rebounding battle. 14 offensive rebounds for Texas A&M. Morrell has completely lost his shot. Really struggling offensively, still really impacting the game on the other side, though. We're still playing really good defense, though. Mike Bianco was calling plays late. I knew it. You guys are being mean about baseball right now. No words, just completely inexcusable to commit all the turnovers in the last 3 minutes with the experience in that backcourt. Just run the shot clock out in a couple of those possessions, and it's a W. Yeah, and really just, the ones that, quote-unquote, are most bothersome, I think, are the backcourt violation and the inbounds pass. It's totally unforced, right? The Murray turnover was bad too, right? But he kind of got trapped a little bit and left his feet, which is a mistake, and turned it over there. You had just a bad pass, right? So I get stuff like that a little bit more, but man, the backcourt not being able to get out of a basic press like that and then turning it over out of an inbound, those two things are especially egregious tonight. Those are awful, and you can't allow – you cannot have that. But that's – I mean, hell, guys, and if you think about it, down the stretch in Tuscaloosa, they didn't execute particularly good either. That game was closer than it should have been, if not for some really clutch free throw shooting from Brakefield. That game got weird for a little bit. So there is a theme here now with their inability to close games. Just complete inability to close games. Up 8 with 2 minutes to go. That should never, ever be a loss. And yet it was for Ole Miss tonight. So we will talk about this and more tomorrow. We'll be live at our usual time tomorrow. So looking forward to seeing you guys then. In the meantime, though, appreciate you being here. Glad that you are with me as always. But we'll be back tomorrow for the live stream at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So I'll see you guys then. Appreciate you being here. And we'll talk more about this, I'm sure, and among other things tomorrow. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.